Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
It's become relational with him, and it's become communal from the sense of prayer. Because what I feel he tells me to pray, I pray. And I told Martha what's amazing about that is no fear gets in that way. I could spend an hour reading some of the worst stories. And right now, if you're involved in the news, they are full of the worst stories. Horrors. Absolute occult horrors. And I am utterly unaffected. It doesn't own me. It doesn't have me. It doesn't sit on me. I am rolling it over to him. I'm putting it at his feet and saying, what do you want me to pray? What do I pray in this? And when I do that, when I've prayed and it's his, I'm done. I'm free. It becomes also obedience. It becomes a way of loving him in that moment. It is the most, basic, I think, engagement with the world around me in the broader sense. And I was telling Martha that I really thought that this was, you know, however we're doing it, this was what he's instilling in me through this area of my life, which is maybe because it's easiest, I don't know, that this is how I'm meant to take everything. If a friend calls me up and tells me about a situation in their life and they're struggling with it, I'm not meant to take that situation into myself on my own shoulders to pick up that yoke and fix it. It is not mine to fix. It is not mine to own. That is not the deal. That is not friendship. That is not relationship. And so what he's doing is not just instilling a discipline of time, my time with him and how I react to him when he's, you know, taking me through different developments in the world or interests that I have. It's how I'm going to deal with the people in my life. My brothers and sisters, my nieces and nephews, my mom and dad, my friends. It's not for me to carry. It's never for me to carry. It's never on me. I'm not on the throne. It's not mine to own. Ownership is such a big thing in this. It's mine to bring it to him. To bring it to him and say, Lord, here you go. I can't carry this. And you didn't ask me to. You asked me to come. So, okay, I'm coming. I'm here. I'm a willing vessel. What do you want to say here? What do you want to pray here? I'm in. I'll do it. Tell me. I'm going to pray it. If you want me to say something, I'll say something. It's learning to literally in every moment with every new development, take it to him, roll it to him to make sure that I'm carrying nothing but his yoke. There is nothing on me but him.
I was just thinking of listening to Derek Prince on prayer on YouTube. And the first thing he said is, who are the most powerful people in the world? And he named a president, he named a dictator. He said, these people are not the most powerful in the world. The most powerful person in the world is the person who can get prayers answered. So you went from a discipline of prayer to getting some answers and seeing some things change, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And they're kind of big things. And I'll give one example, and I'm going to keep it very bare-boned because some of these waters are deep waters. Now, I don't take full responsibility for it. I don't say it's all mine. I am the vessel that made this possible. But I tell you what, I don't know whose prayers mine joined to, but I had a hand in it. I played a part. My prayers, the prayers he gave me to pray, the tears he gave me to weep over the situation mattered. And for a long time, nothing happened. for about 3 years now, I have been praying off and on and weeping over the Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking situation. And quickly, I don't know how you couldn't know, but he was a man who, there were 40 or 50 girls in Florida that came forward to the police and said that essentially he was trafficking them. I'll leave it at that. Thanks to him being very wealthy, very well connected, he served 13 months in jail, where he left every single day to go to his house and do whatever he wanted. And he came back at night and slept and then got up the next day and left again. Now, that's not the jail most people understand. So in every sense of the word, there was no justice for this man. And then he was done, and the who's who of the rich and powerful once again went to dinner parties there. He was not shunned in any way, shape, or form, even though he was clearly a convicted sex offender. That didn't matter. So for years I've prayed. I've prayed for the girls who didn't start out with a lot of advantages in the first place, let alone after this. I've prayed for them to find the Lord. I have prayed that this man's darkness would be brought to the light such that he could not hide. The Lord has had me pray many things, often one word, two word. I feel like I've let him cry in my body over it. It's very painful. It's very dark. It's very gross. These are not easy things to look at, let alone engage with in prayer. And I mean, the dominoes are falling years, but in the last 2 weeks, boom, boom, boom. And this man is now in prison. He has a case before him in New York. The judge has denied him bail. He does not get to skate. And these now women, once girls, are being heard. They're being seen. And they have a chance to tell a story and to know that they matter. And is it entirely at my feet? No, the Lord hasn't told me that. Do I play part in it? Yes. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. My prayers matter. My prayers matter enormously. In fact, I will go so far as to say, I don't know that these dominoes would have fallen without my prayers. I know that. I don't know that that would have happened if I had just been, you know, and that's why this matters. The Lord had me pray over this even before he had established this discipline, because this one hit my heart. This one hit my heart. It went in deep and I couldn't shake it. That my heart was engaged in this particular story. I can't say that for all of them across the board, but this one, I can say that. But now, even if my heart is not engaged in the story, I still have an opportunity to let the Lord in me engage with it. It doesn't matter if it's interest, if it's hit me, if it's got me worked up in my passion, if it's any of those things, because now if I read about a story, it doesn't have to have the drama and the agony of the Jeffrey Epstein situation. If the Lord wants to pray a prayer over it, he now has a willing vessel to do that. I'm all in. I'm all in because I see the fruit. And that is his way of encouraging us too. I did play a part in the fact that Jeffrey Epstein is going down. He's going down hard, hard, a tornado of human folly and evil. And we're not dealing with simple sin here. The man has a private island and there's a satanic temple on it. This is the definition of angels and principalities that we wrestle with. And I didn't have to know that. And I didn't know most of that for most of the time. I just knew it was wicked and my heart was engaged. That's all it took.
Well, Jennifer, after you told me that, I loved you for doing it. I was, because I don't know the news about that. But the next day, suddenly I realized that one of the burdens of my heart has been sex trafficking. And the women that are caught in it, And it just really, as you say, it's been on my heart. And I've prayed for their souls and prayed for their liberty. And I have prayed also, oh, Father, bring those to justice who are responsible for making this happen. And I didn't know the name was Epstein, but I've seen the Hollywood moguls come down over this issue. And so you and I didn't even really share the prayer about this, except in the realm of the Spirit. And I wanted to tell you that we've been together. We've been praying the same thing. And I feel so encouraged in the power of that.
But we have been praying the same thing because we've been praying what the Spirit gave us to pray.
Yes.
Did he have me pray in more specificity than you? Okay. But it doesn't matter because we were still praying against the same principalities, the same strongholds of evil.
And it actually changed the world.
Yes, it did.
Derek Prince tells a story in his, I think it's called Thy Kingdom Come is the message on YouTube. In it, he tells about one battle of World War II, El Anon or something like that in France, that was the turning point of the war. And he had prayed for that particular battle intensely. And so were the, I think he told the story, the men were asked to pray. And he said, the Lord told him specifically that was the answer to your prayer. He said, I know I wasn't alone in praying for that particular battle, but God let me know that I was involved in the answer to in the war. And that's the power given to us as nothings. That is the disproportionate power given to an insignificant entity. But it's the power of ruling prayer. So that's my joy to celebrate with you, because you didn't know that, did you?
I didn't know that at all. That is a complete surprise, because we did not talk about that. But I feel I need to say this. There are plenty of times over the years where I have prayed what I wanted to pray, where I've asked for things. And there were times when my motive was not good. My motive was selfish. And there were times when, thanks to the Lord and the work that he's done, I believe I was praying he had put in my heart and given me passion for something or someone to come through. And it had nothing to do with me. But our prayers, yours and mine, were individually ignited. They were born out of individual relationships with the Lord, led individually by the Holy Spirit. This is the daily walk. Yes, we are the body. We are the body. We are together. We are the body. We are to have one mind, the mind of Christ. But he is going to work that out. And it's not going to look the same from person to person. And that's not a problem. Because where it counts, it is on the same plane. So no, were our prayers the same? No. But yes, they were. Yes, they were. Mine had a slightly different facet, because my heart was different from yours in this. In terms of the specificity of the stories that were, you know what I mean? That is such an encouragement to me, Martha. Because what it means is, I don't have to constantly be looking around like, what's going on over here and what's he doing over here? Because otherwise I have no idea if I'm on the right track. I can trust that he's got me on the right track.
And that you know what you need to know.
Yes.
Because I only knew the problem. I really didn't know the things that you knew that were news. But when it started falling, and it has been doing so for months now.
Yes.
And being exposed.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey. to discover a God worth knowing.